Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Well, I love playing football. I'm not very good, and we get beaten nearly every week by the other teams in the league, but it's the taking part that counts for me. I don't care so much about the result as the game itself. I love running around, I love the exercise, and playing my best, even if my best is no good. Just participating is enough. We don't have to win all the time to have fun.
Speaker B.
I play ice hockey, which is a tough sport, and you need your teammates to help you all the time. Nobody can win a game on their own. Even if they're a great player with all the skill in the world, you won't get anywhere without the team. Everyone must work together for the common good. And when there's a fight, well, that's when you want your teammates behind you most.
Speaker C.
You can't expect to be any good straight away, of course. I started playing tennis when I was very young, only 6 or 7. And at first my coach was very strict, by the way. Well, he wouldn't let me play a competitive match. He said I had to learn first. Winning was for later. Mastering the technique came first. So I had to train and train and train before I could really begin to play.
Speaker D.
Boxing is a very demanding sport, and you have to be very well prepared, or you could get into serious trouble in a fight. So I do a lot of weight training, and I work out every day in order to keep myself in shape, in good enough condition to challenge my opponent. I'm in the gym or running on the road all the time, it seems. But without this preparation, well, I'd lose for sure.
Speaker E.
Golf isn't a game which demands great fitness. You need to practice, but the pressure of a real game isn't something you can prepare for. So what makes a great golfer? In a word, ability. Natural ability. When you see a great golfer play, you know you'll never reach their level because somehow they do stuff other people can't do and can't learn. They're born, not made. They already know. They weren't taught. Shame, but you can't win them all.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task.
Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
Well, I love playing football. I'm not very good, and we get beaten nearly every week by the other teams in the league, but it's the taking part that counts for me. I don't care so much about the result as the game itself. I love running around. I love the exercise and playing my best, even if my best is no good. Just participating is enough. We don't have to win all the time to have fun.
Speaker B.
I play ice hockey, which is a tough sport, and you need your teammates to help you all the time. Nobody can win a game on their own. Even if they're a great player with all the skill in the world, you won't get anywhere without the team. Everyone must work together for the common good. And when there's a fight, well, that's when you want your teammates behind you most.
Speaker C.
You can't expect to be any good straight away, of course. I started playing tennis when I was very young, only 6 or 7. And at first my coach was very strict, by the way. Well, he wouldn't let me play a competitive match. He said I had to learn first. Winning was for later. Mastering the technique came first. So I had to train and train and train before I could really begin to play.
Speaker D.
Boxing is a very demanding sport, and you have to be very well prepared, or you could get into serious trouble in a fight. So I do a lot of weight training, and I work out every day in order to keep myself in shape, in good enough condition to challenge my opponent. I'm in the gym or running on the road all the time, it seems, but without this preparation, well, I'd lose for sure.
Speaker E.
Golf isn't a game which demands great fitness. You need to practice, but the pressure of a real game isn't something you can prepare for. So what makes a great golfer? In a word, ability. Natural ability. When you see a great golfer play, you know you'll never reach their level because somehow they do stuff other people can't do and can't learn. They're born, not made. They already know. They weren't taught. Shame, but you can't win them all.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.